I would invite you to close your eyes and take a few deep breaths. I'd like you to focus on the bodily sensations that you get from this deep breath. The feeling of the air coming into your body and getting into your lungs. The knowing that the oxygen is distributed throughout your body together with other nutrients and vitamins and whatever the body might need. And I'd like you to connect with the fact that you are alive right now. You're breathing, you're present. You can feel your body. And I'd like you to focus on how that makes you feel like. The mere fact of being alive might bring up a sense of gratitude and appreciation. But at the same time, it might also bring up a feeling of anxiety or a feeling of uncertainty about the future, or even about the present. And that's okay, anything that might bubble up. You can just look at it for a moment and be there for it. And next, I would like you to go to your safe room or to an open space in which you feel safe. And I'd like you to notice, how does this space look like today? How would you like this space to look like in order to welcome a protector, in order to make that protector feel appreciated and feel at ease? And feel embraced. And I would like you to internally invite any protector who feels that it's time to let go. If there is anything to let go, then your protectors will know. There might be something to let go if an exile was unburdened in the last few sessions, and the protector was working so tirelessly to keep it safe or to keep you safe from its pain, can now relax a bit and have free time to explore its positive qualities or to explore passions that I could not look at for a long time. So I'd like you to invite any protector who feels like letting go just a bit or very much to step forward and show itself to you. If no protector steps forward, that's absolutely fine. I would invite you to just stop this guided inner exploration and come back to it later when you will know that one of your protectors is ready. Well, if one or your protector step forward, and I would like you to ask this part whether it already knows what you would like to do. With the free time it will get by letting go a bit or a lot, it is its choice only, so that it can share with you. I would like you to convey in any way that feels genuine and that feels right, your appreciation for everything the protector has done for you over the years. To bring gratitude to all that it gave up to keep you from pain and suffering and helping you in your life and advising you. And I'd like you to also bring your appreciation for the willingness to let go of somebody because it shows trust and it shows an intention and it shows all the other qualities that this bar can contribute into your life. Now, I would like you to ask your protector, where does it feel its protective role the most in its body? Where can it feel this heavy duty, this tireless work? Where can it feel it in its body and how does it feel like? And you can tell this part that it can let go of how much it feels right to let go of. There is no pressure. And so just ensure that you are in self. Make sure that you feel calm, that you feel curious and compassionate and grateful and connected to this protector. And if there are any other emotions or thoughts lingering, there's any feeling of anger, of impatience, or of restlessness or frustration, then I would like you to invite the part who is feeling such emotions to step aside so that we can work with this protector from an open space and help it release and let go. You can repeat this step as many times as necessary for other parts to step aside if necessary. You can also just invite them to wait outside of the door if you are in your safe room. You can ask them to just wait a few steps away so that they can witness the process as long as they don't interfere with it. Now I'd like you to go back to your protector who's willing to unburden a bit or a lot or the entirety of its role. And you can tell your part that it can give that role to the light, or it can have it washed away by water, or it can have it carried away by wind, or it can put it in the earth, or have it burned up in fire, or whatever else resonates with it. You can either guide or help or just witness this unburdening. You can ask your protector what role it wants you to have in it. And then you can do it together or you can just witness it happening. And I'm gonna leave you some time to do that. Thank you. If you need more time, you can just pause the exploration. Now that the unburdening or ritual, however you want to call it, is complete, I'd like you to ask and notice how this part feels right now. Is there anything that emerged during the unburdening? And what does this part need from you right now? Or is there any message that you would like to share with you at this point? I would like you to once again bring your appreciation and gratitude to your protector for simply for being there for you, for listening, understanding, and for shifting, for the trust that it has in you, and for the care that it chose for you. Now I would like you to take a last deep breath. And start noticing your environment again. Any sounds, smells, the feeling of the ground below your feet. And when it feels right, you can open your eyes and get accustomed to the light and the room.